Okay, let's dive in. We're looking at a pretty significant shakeup in the Australian mortgage world today. Macquarie Bank hitting pause, basically. Yeah, effective October 31st, no new home loans if you're borrowing through a trust or a company structure.
That's right. It's a big deal.
It really is. Industry folks are saying this is going to, reshape how investors act and how brokers plan things out. So our mission here is to unpack this. What does it actually mean for you listening right now? What are the practical takeaways?
Well, look, there are really two big things driving this as I see it. First, it's a pushback, a reaction against some, let's say, loophole-driven lending practices.
Okay, loophole-driven lending.
And second, they're getting ahead of some pretty hefty regulatory changes coming down the pipeline. Complexity is increasing.
Right, let's tackle that first driver, this Spruker backlash you mentioned. Macquarie talked about market integrity, didn't they?
They did. There's been this rise of social media figures, these spruikers, promoting strategies to really max out borrowing.
So it wasn't the trusts or companies themselves that were the problem.
Not inherently, no. I mean, trusts and companies are legitimate structures used all the time for asset protection, tax planning. Totally normal.
But
But the issue was how they were being promoted. These unlicensed people were essentially teaching borrowers how to use these complex structures to, well, get around the bank's serviceability rules.
okay, exploiting a loophole, basically.
Exactly. Promising access to, quote, unlimited borrowings. It exploited an unintended loophole, and frankly, that kind of thing is a huge red flag for a bank like Macquarie. It forced their hand.
Okay, so that explains the immediate trigger, the fire alarm, as you put it. What about the other piece, the slower burn?
That brings us to the regulations, specifically the upcoming anti-money laundering Tranche 2 rules, AML Tranche 2.
Right, I've heard about those. They're set to hit service providers. When is it?
July 1st, 2026 is the start date for application. And this is key because it means a lot more verification, more checks, more paperwork for loans involving trusts and companies.
Making it more complex.
Way more complex and time-consuming for the banks, for brokers, even for customers. Macquarie likely looked at the future administrative burden for this type of lending and decided, you know what? It's just not worth the hassle. Easier to exit now.
Wow. So a preemptive strike, almost.
Sort of, yeah, a strategic calculation.
And the immediate impact. Brokers must be scrambling. We heard one firm sent, what, 20, 25% of its trust loans to Macquarie?
Exactly. That's a huge pipeline disruption. Brokers are now having to pivot really fast, having difficult conversations with clients who are already partway through an application.
Ouch. So what happens to those clients?
Well, for many, their borrowing capacity just dropped significantly. They're being forced, essentially, to shift their borrowing into their personal names.
And why does that matter so
Yeah.
much? I mean, besides the lower borrowing amount, perhaps.
Because people use trusts for very specific strategic reasons. You lose potential asset protection, you lose tax planning advantages like income distribution flexibility. And think about state-specific benefits, too. Like in NSW, special trusts can get certain land tax threshold benefits. Suddenly, that's off the table if you're forced into personal name lending just to get the deal done. It's a big strategic step backward for some investors.
So, looking ahead, the feeling is Macquarie won't be the last.
That's the prediction. You'll likely see other lenders follow suit. Maybe not a full exit, but they'll definitely tweak policies.
How so?
Stricter documentation requirements, maybe higher servicing buffers they calculate against, possibly lower loan-to-value ratios for these structures. We've already seen St. George pull back some specific pricing for trust and company loans.
It's interesting. So, tightening the screws.
Pretty much. But, you know, every change creates an opportunity. Other lenders are apparently looking at this and thinking, maybe we can pick up some of this business.
Ah, so a potential opening for competitors.
Potentially. But I think the bigger shift is for brokers. This forces them back to being real advisors, guiding clients on the right structure for legitimate reasons. Asset protection, taxed not just as a trick to borrow more, it puts the focus back on responsible lending.
Right. So the core message here seems pretty clear. Macquarie's move, it's a strong signal.
A very strong signal.
The days of using complex structures just to kind of game the serviceability system,
Yeah.
those days are ending.
That's the takeaway. Which leads to a final thought for you to consider.
Okay.
If these structures are now under more scrutiny, if they're becoming more costly and complex from a compliance perspective, what does that mean for investors who genuinely rely on them, not just for borrowing, but for their fundamental asset protection and tax planning needs? How do you navigate that environment going forward?
That's a really crucial question for investors to grapple with right now.